Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The decision by President Trump to commute the remaining years of former Governor Rob Blagojevich's prison sentence for corruption. The decision follows a major public relations push by Blagojevich's wife, Patty, who still lives in the family home in Chicago's Ravenswood Manor neighborhood. WBBM's Jennifer Kuiper is there.
Well, Jim and Keith, a helicopter hovers over the Blagojevich home here in the Ravenswood Manor neighborhood as a Blagojevich supporter hangs a sign on the porch of the family's home that says, "Thank you, Mr. President." Still no sign of Patty Blagojevich. One unidentified person was spotted walking into the house a few hours ago. Meantime, media is lined up in the side yard, the same place where the former Illinois governor said a few words and greeted supporters before heading to prison in Colorado nearly 8 years ago. Outside of the Blagojevich family home, Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Blagojevich has been serving a sentence at a federal prison in Inglewood, Colorado, near Denver. Moments ago, reporter Rick Salinger from our sister station, CBS 4 in Denver, told us the former governor is still behind bars for now.
When word first broke that the president might be commuting his sentence, I called over to the warden's office here, and they said they hadn't yet received any paperwork that would allow him to be released. Since then, all questions are being referred to a higher-up, and they took a name and number and promised to get back later.
It's not clear when Blagojevich could be released from prison.
WBBM's Brandon Eisen continues our coverage with a look at what people in Chicago are saying about the president's decision.
Some believe Blagojevich should have continued to be held accountable.
Oh, no. Not really happy about that at all.
No, I think he should stay.
And some feel that he has either done his time or should not have been in prison at all.
I think he was over-sentenced compared to other people.
I think the sentence they gave him was too long for what he did.
I think it's a good thing. I think he got too much time.
I don't think he never should have been there in the first place.
Some opinions on the street find the president's action to commute Blagojevich's sentence disingenuous.
Trump is clearly a corrupt already. It gets to a point it stops being surprising.
I think it's a sham. He's planning on commuting Roger Stone's sentence as soon as he can.
I wouldn't be surprised at anything from that man.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Well, this afternoon, the legal team that prosecuted Blagojevich, including former U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald, released a statement saying in part that he remains a felon, convicted of multiple serious acts of corruption as governor.
Supporters of a Southside man charged with making online threats against a Chicago police officer, later convicted of the shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, are demanding the threat charges be dropped. Federal prosecutors say Matthew Ross threatened Jason Van Dyke and his family on social media and called for other acts of violence against Navy Pier and aldermanic offices. Brandon Brown is Ross's attorney.
From the very beginning, this has always been a First Amendment issue. With regards to the substance of the charges or the veracity of the charges, I don't believe it to be appropriate to talk about that right now.
Ross faces up to 5 years in prison on each of the three federal counts if convicted. He's expected back in court in October.
A suburban motorist who struck a 12-year-old autistic boy over a week ago received judicial instruction this morning prior to her release from jail. A Lake County, Illinois judge told Stacy Shapiro she will be allowed to drive, but she can't possess weapons, use drugs or alcohol, or contact the victim of the accident. The father of Chase Thompson says his son is stable and improving and no longer needs a respirator to breathe.
Chicago's film industry saw more than 500 projects shot last year, and it's been drawing attention to the city's diverse neighborhoods, such as Englewood.
The industry brought in more than $500 million last year, according to Peter Hawley, the director of the Illinois Film Office.
We've never cracked $500 million before last year. $560 million, we're thrilled about that. The industry employed close to 20,000 people who earned over $350 million in wages.
We're at the soundstage at Kennedy King College, where portions of Chicago native Bashir Salahuddin's Comedy Central show Southside are filmed.
So one of the things that our show is most lauded for is its authenticity. People like they can't believe. They go, "Are these all Chicago people?" We go, "Yes, these are all Chicago people. Now give us more money so we can keep doing this."
The city, local colleges, and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity are working to build the film industry workforce. In the Englewood neighborhood, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.